You come and go without flair, and no one knows if you were ever really there.
That's so true. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Walking like a cat, people don't even know if you're there. That is very true. They do have a tendency to sneak in and out. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Excited to have my friend Mary McClellan here. She's VP of Development with the Pensacola Humane Society, and they take care of cats and dogs.
We do. And that was an interesting choice of intro there.
Truth never, be told.
I've never heard that one. Maybe it should go on our website.
I just looked it up and I was looking for something fun and it said walk like a cat. I said, that sounds like fun. I wasn't quite expecting the operatic
that
voice.
Was, yeah.
But when you think about it, she was so smooth like a cat.
Yes, she was.
Very cat-like.
And they are.
Smooth.
They come out of nowhere.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So I'm glad that you could be here with us this morning. We have so many things to talk about. Obviously, the hot weather is a factor. How is that affecting the Humane Society? Are you seeing more animals now being brought by? Or are you having issues with the dogs and cats you're taking care of? How's that going?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, we have our typical intake requests for dogs to come in, dogs and cats. It's incredible right now. Mm-hmm. Most of the shelters are full. They're at capacity.
That's what I keep hearing, yeah.
And, you know, I'll have to, I'm not quite sure as to how it's affecting our dogs immediately. I do know that they are not spending as much time outside, mm-hmm. which means they're a little louder inside.
So your office is hearing more barking? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when I first started working there, I was like, how am I going to work here? It was just they were barking all day. And especially if we had like a husky breed.
Oh, yeah.
That one would start a wooing and then it was... It was done. They were all, you know.
A wooing?
Adding their voices. Yes.
I don't know if I've heard a wooing before.
Well, that's what I call it, you know. But it only took me about a week. And then it drowns out.
Sure. You can learn how to tune it out. Yeah. I've worked in offices like that before, you know.
Right.
Without the dogs, but.
Yeah, with the people.
With the people.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a dangerous time, you know. Mm. Everything from just getting overheated to... the heat of the pavement, you know, all of that, you know, you just have to be really careful. Give them lots and lots of water.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure you have a lot of water. Don't go on a long walk. Mm-hmm. Just do what you need to do.
Get the business done.
Get
so
the
to
business
speak.
Done and get them a little bit of exercise and just plan on your inside home being very chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Depending on the breed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like common sense, but when you think about it, I've had dogs over the years, and one of the things that someone mentioned to me is they have a fur coat on that they can't take off
in
the heat.
Right. And I can't speak to the actual science behind this, but from what I've heard, mm-hmm. Dogs are, or animals in general, are geared to the climate that they live in. So oftentimes there's an undercoat that lifts the hair from the skin.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
It allows any, you know, air to come through.
Interesting.
So, you know, I mean, that's just what I've heard. I haven't actually researched it, but
okay. No,
I'm
that's
sure
very
that
interesting.
Anyone at the shelter who's listening to me right now will quickly correct me when I
that's
walk
okay.
in the door.
That's okay.
But yeah, so, you know, there's that issue. A lot of people have their animals shaved mm-hmm. down.
Right, in the summertime.
Right.
But so. Be aware, I mean, we had Randy in from Santa Rosa County Animal Services earlier in the week, and he was talking about the temperature of the pavement is something that
yes.
we don't really think about. We've got shoes, and we're not mm-hmm. thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point, it would be about 145 degrees.
Yep, that's right.
Unbelievable. So
yeah.
that could burn their feet almost instantly.
So you just keep those walks short.
Mm-hmm.
Try to walk on the grass.
Right.
The pavement as little as possible
mm-hmm.
and then make sure you have a lot of water.
And they are urging people not to keep their animals outside right now. A lot of folks have outdoor dogs that have dog houses and that kind of thing, but the heat just is unbearable out there.
Yeah. It's unbearable for us
mm-hmm.
as humans. And so we have to offer that same policy to our animals.
To our critters.
Yeah.
As they
our
say here.
Furry friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of things going on with the Pensacola Humane Society, but just to get things started, can you tell us a little bit, Mary, about who you are and what you do, where you're located? Because
sure.
some folks, I'm sure, have heard of you, but maybe they don't really know what the services are that you do provide.
So we are an animal shelter. We're a nonprofit. We are not a municipality. We do intakes of abandoned, neglected, abused animals, and we rehabilitate them, whatever treatment needs to be done, vaccinations, spay and neuters, and microchipping, to get those animals ready for their forever homes.
Right. Now, do you have a veterinarian on site, or do you all have vets that you work with?
We have three veterinarians, Dr. Beth, Dr. Megan, and Dr. Joel, and they do everything from the intake examinations, and they keep up with all the shots, the microchips, the surgeries. On Tuesdays, for sure, we have Cinder Anderson with Everett Animal Welfare Group. She brings in cats that she's rounded up, trapped, you know, around the city or county, and she brings them to us to be spayed or neutered, and then she goes and takes them back to the exact spot she found them.
Oh, wow. That's
and the reason
important.
For that, so it used to be TNR. It's called TNR, trap and used to be return. Now it is trap. I'm sorry. It used to be trap and release.
Release.
Now it's trap and return.
Interesting.
Because what they what she's discovered is there's this hierarchy among these community of cats. If they put a cat in a community that they're not from, that they are not familiar with, they're going to be an outcast. They're going to get in fights. You know, I mean, there's just all kinds of things. So it's not good for the animal's well-being.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
makes perfect sense. It's sort of for the herds that you see. You know? Of different animals and different breeds, but I get it makes perfect sense that that would apply to cats, who in some ways I would imagine would be even more particular, just based on their personalities.
Well, they do slink around and come out of nowhere. We have one on our front porch that lives at the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. His name is Mayor because he, you know, holds court every day and sits... I'm not because he holds court, but he basically runs the roost on the front porch.
That's so funny.
And he has allowed another animal to another cat to, you know, kind of, he's welcomed
he's
that
He's allowed
cat.
That.
Yes, that he has allowed that. That's so funny. He's one of those, you have to ask me, just don't assume. You must ask permission, and that's what's happened.
I love that. Yep. Well, we had a fun thing happen here at the station a couple months ago. We found a bunch of kitties that were born by a stray cat that had found a place to have the babies up in our attic, in the roof and the rafters here. And y'all were very helpful in that whole situation.
And we brought Cindra in, you know, from Everett Animal. She knows everything about cats. Yeah, I came in for the show. Right as that was happening.
Yes, it was on a Friday.
It was crazy. And that's the second time this has happened because...
Oh, really? I didn't
know
that.
It happened back, I believe, in 2012.
Okay, that was before my time.
And the cats were born in a wall.
Right, that's basically what happened this time because we could hear them. That's what happened. We start hearing the meowing and the kitties. And then I guess a couple weeks after we found the first group, they found another one.
One of them just fell out of the sky.
Gosh. Well, we've adopted one. And
yes,
so
I know.
We have a whole little
station
setup.
Cat.
Yes, it's a station cat. Has its own little house. Roxy.
Yeah.
And so Roxy wanders around, a little black cat. And so it's the official cat for our sister station, Cat Country. But we're claiming them here over at News Radio,
That's good.
So,
that's good. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. So if someone finds a cat or finds a dog, what are your best advice, especially in this hot weather?
Well, this one's complicated because I don't know if we have enough time in this segment.
Why don't we do, we'll hold that thought and we'll come back right after the break. And
that
we'll talk
good.
About how you can help a stray animal if you see one in your neighborhood.
Good.
This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question for Mary at the Humane Society, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Mary is here with the Pensacola Humane Society. Right before the break, we were talking about how you can take care of the stray animals that you see coming out in your neighborhood, dogs and cats. So kind of quickly, if you can explain best approach.
Sure. It's like I said, it's kind of a complicated process. It depends on you know, the shelter's capacity. And I don't mean just do we have the space. I mean, do we have the staff to accommodate? If you have a cat with a litter of kittens, then that's a lot of work. If the mom is not with them, because that is our staff. So we either have to find a neonate, which is what we call the newborns, a neonate foster to take care of those kittens. So it just depends on a lot of things. And if we say no, it doesn't mean we don't like your animal. It just means that, you know, maybe I should back up here. If you find an animal that is a stray, and you'll find that, you know, they adopt you or they mm-hmm. come in your yard or whatever, and you take the animal into your care, then technically, you know, you are considered the owner in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, a rehoming form is what you need to fill out with us,
okay.
regardless of why you're surrendering the animal.
Okay.
You go to our website and go to the resources tab, and there is a link there to our rehoming form.
Okay.
We review the form, and then we contact you to come in for an intake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we examine the animal, make sure there aren't any major things going on that we are unable to provide, you know, the treatment for, the
right.
care for, and we go from there.
Okay.
Same thing with cats.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right. So we're talking with Mary with the Pensacola Humane Society. Has some questions coming in from our listeners at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and she is our expert this morning.
I don't know about that.
So here's a question. Can I still donate to Barney's Fund, and how do I do this? I'm not familiar with
okay.
that.
Okay, so Barney is a 2-month-old little puppy
Aww.
Who has an abdominal hernia. And the hernia is so bad that it sticks out from his body and it adds a couple pounds. So he's
wow.
about 4 pounds now.
Aww.
And this hernia has to be repaired surgically and with an abdominal mesh. And for that, that's beyond our capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to consult out and get a quote for that.
Okay. So that's very interesting because you have those different situations like this with basically an animal with special needs is, I guess, the best way to put it.
Yes, kind of. So what we do is we contract out. For this particular animal, we got a quote of $4,500 from a local veterinarian.
Okay.
And, you
that's
know,
a lot.
We get a little bit of a discount, not much, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a special appeal to our followers and our email list, and that amount was met within about 48 hours, maybe
wow.
a little longer than that.
Wow!
And then exceeded.
This community is amazing.
I know, it was amazing. They stepped up, and that was their way of letting us know that this little animal was important enough.
Aww.
But we are only, you know, we budget so much for crisis care,
mm-hmm.
and we get animals all the time that we have to. So what happened with the overage is it goes into a separate fund for crisis care.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, the next animal that comes along, we draw from that.
Oh,
those
that's
funds.
Great.
So whatever they donated at the time, the money continues to help.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the link on our website.
Oh, good.
On the donate page.
And,
you
okay.
scroll down and you click Barney's Fund when you select your restriction.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go to that fund. But as far as Barney...
Aww.
He's still a little too little to have the surgery, and
Aww.
So we're waiting for him to get to be a little bigger. He's with a foster who sends me pictures
Aww.
All day, every day, and I just love seeing him because he's having a great life.
Well, they have a great Facebook page that I look at every day, and so you can see the dogs and cats that are up for adoption through that site, and you can find out kind of the latest news of what's happening. And one of the things I saw, a couple of things I wanted to bring up was, first of all, you are having a great event this week, started yesterday, today, and tomorrow through the 31st. Tell us about that.
Well, we are basically waiving adoption fees.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. So it's normally $99
mm-hmm.
for adoptions, and now it is $0.
So what do you get when you adopt a dog or a cat? There are some things included with that adoption.
Well, the main thing that's included is an animal that comes to you that doesn't need to go to the vet right away.
Right.
Usually.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All the different
so
things.
So they've been vaccinated. They've been tested for all the major, you know, illnesses and for worms and things like that, ringworm. They've gotten microchipped.
Which is huge.
And if they're not spayed and neutered when they come to us, they are spayed and neutered while they're in our care. That is a law in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be spayed or neutered before we can adopt them out.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, just that alone, it's $300-$400.
That's right.
So you're saving all of that because all
mm-hmm.
of that's been done for you.
That's right.
And then yet you're bringing a new member of the family
mm-hmm.
in. So there's some really great things. What are the hours the next couple of days, today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow, or today is 10 to 6.
Uh-huh.
So you can come by after work.
Yep.
Tomorrow is 10 to 4, and Saturday is 10 to 2.
Perfect. So there's still time to take advantage of
this. Absolutely. Okay. We have a lot.
Okay. And I got a question from one of our listeners. Did I read somewhere that there's been a large influx of doodle breeds because a lot of people decided to have designer dogs, and so now all of a sudden there's a surplus? Also, would you say you have more people who turn in dogs that they can no longer take care of, or do you see more dogs from abandonment?
Okay, so
there's a lot of questions there.
Right. So we'll address the strays first. Strays have limits on how long they have to be held before they can be available for adoption.
Oh, okay.
And, excuse me. We hold them for 5 days. Mm-hmm. The law is 3 days, but we hold them for a couple days longer just to give owners a chance. We put it out on different websites, different Facebook things. We put it out there.
Lots of Pensacola lost dogs. There's several different
pages. And then, of course, all of our staff people, including myself, we're in these different neighborhood groups and things like that. And so when we see a dog that's lost, I will go and check our database and see if he's on site.
Right, right. Okay.
So there's that. But as far as... what was the next?
Oh, it was about the dogs that are being bred, the designer dogs.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that there's an influx, but I do know that I see them quite frequently. I don't know if it's more than usual, but I'm ready to pull the trigger. And when I see another one come in, especially the littler ones, you know. But, yeah, we have had a few.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mary from the Pensacola Humane Society. So if you get a chance to text something in, we got a couple minutes left. We'll be back right after the break on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with the Pensacola Humane Society. My friend Mary is here. We got a few minutes left. Mary, what do you want to touch on?
Well, do you want to remind everybody that we're doing free adoptions right now?
Right now, today,
yes.
Tomorrow. Is it go through Saturday or just today and tomorrow?
And Saturday.
And Saturday. Okay, good deal.
Saturday's the 31st, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Actually, Saturday's the 1st.
Okay,
so
then tomorrow.
Okay, straighten that out.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yesterday, today, tomorrow. And tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Great.
So you can come in. It's normally $99, and now it is
free.
Zero.
Which is wonderful. Okay.
So anyway, we've got that going on, and we got a lot of events. And if you go to our homepage, you'll see, if you scroll down, you'll see our calendar of events, and I keep it pretty current. One thing we've added that people may not know about is we used to have a crew.
Uh-huh.
It's called Crew of Paws.
Oh, I like that.
And it's being resurrected.
Really?
So we're having if you're interested, come out cookout. And it's at Bayview Park on August 15th. And then we also have a Foo Foo Fest grant that we're working in partnership with Ballet Pensacola.
Oh, how fun.
So it's called Carnival of Animals.
Oh, my goodness.
And
with the ballet?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it's a children family thing.
Oh, how fun is that?
And we'll have some of our puppies in costumes that are the same as the...
Little tutus on chihuahuas?
Whatever they are. We're doing a whale, a turtle, we're doing a jellyfish, and a butterfly.
Okay. I can't wait.
I know. It'll be so cute. So we'll
great.
Have our puppy parade.
I love
it. After the performance.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how can we donate? What can we do? I hear there's an urgent need for blankets right now.
Yes. We are having a blanket drive.
Okay.
I mean, our shelves are pretty empty.
Okay.
I'm shocked because we get a lot donated.
Amazon has a gift page.
Yes.
And you can go
to
right
Amazon
there and see what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your website?
It's PensacolaHumane.org, and it is 432-4250.
Okay.
And we'll help you out.
All right. Thank you so much for all that you do, Mary, and for
Thank
our friends at Pensacola Humane Society. I'm Meg. This is Pep Talk. I'll be here again tomorrow morning at 9. And in the meantime, as you go out through the day, stay cool, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and remember to love now. Have a great day.